So I was married to a man for 13 years, and I found out that he was having an affair with a...
I don't know if this is the place, if this is the forum where you want to be saying this kind of garbage.
Let's take it slow. Ma'am, I don't want to see your fucking midsection. There's nothing about that little midsection triangle that looks sexy. Let it go.
Stop it. You hurting yourself. Just let it go.
They're still trying to hold on to be a hot piece of fuck meat. And it's just sad. It's sick, it's pathetic, and it's sad. I mean, she's not a bad looking woman, but see, and she was even better looking, you know, 30 years ago. And it was her whole identity, and she's still trying to fucking hold on to it, even when it looks ridiculous to everybody.
You don't know that.
Your husband wasn't having an affair with a prostitute. He was just fucking a prostitute. I don't even know if I would call it an affair. He was just fucking a whore. And honestly, I don't know if you should have left him. Because now you up on panels on social media about to say some ridiculous shit. And this shit went viral too. This shit has millions of views. This shit got like 2 million views, folks. And I don't know what she's gonna say because I haven't seen this, but I know it's gonna be some shit that embarrasses her and her whole family tree.
Oh, Lord. I know. If she says something intelligent, I'll give her credit for it. But I'm willing. It's gonna be some dumbass shit.
I need tips on how to move on emotionally and get him out of my house.
Are y'all still married?
Our divorce was final in August.
Oh. Do y'all have kids?
Yes.
Together?
Who pays the bills in that house?
50-50.
So it's their house. It's not her house.
It's their house. It's their house.
Technically, in the divorce, I got the house.
Funky dog head bitch. How dare you, punk motherfucker? Back off.
Oh, interesting. In most states, infidelity has little to no impact on how the house or marital assets are divided because the home is considered a marital asset. Courts generally split property 50-50 or equitable regardless of who cheated unless the affair resulted in wasted marital funds.
That is bullshit.
I don't know why, like, black women get with white dudes and him getting a Caesar cut and an earring is somehow supposed to do some swaggy transformation. Am I the only one that noticed that? She tell that nigga to go get one tat and a diamond stud and a short haircut. And now that nigga supposed to be white chocolate.
Don't like what they don't like, they make it known. And a lot of black men like to disrespect loudly with black women. That's a known fact.
You don't think that sometimes black women might have the reputation for being a bit, I hate to say it, maybe a little bit more vocally crass than other ethnic groups?
Black, we don't take bullshit.
Why the fuck are you lying? Why you always lying? Oh my God. Stop fucking lying.
You actively go after guys who are going to be the most likely to come with bullshit. If a guy was a sweet, wholesome pussy, you walk all over him with your masculine ass. Can you dive in on that, sis?
Of course not. Of course not.
So, let's talk about this. So, yeah, the white boys, they'll date black, but she got to be a fine black bitch, you know? Because white man got standards, right? And these black bitches are just happy to have a white zaddy. Now, I wonder, do he make 100K? When they go over to white, I wonder, do he got to be 6'4" and make 100K?
Of course not.
Because it's that whole reputation that, you know, when white men date our women, they get the baddest. When we date their women, we get the fattest. Right? Black men only date fat white women or only qualify for fat white women. I mean, look, I'm sure it's true some of the time. I don't have the peer-reviewed study, but I definitely have seen black men with some fine shit, some fine white shit. Or maybe black men just aren't as shallow as white men and we see these women for who they really are as people. That's another angle.
Right. This is just some nigga talking shit. This is just some nigga talking shit. And everybody's caught up in all that shit.
And white women will take bullshit. I tell them this all the time. White women take bullshit and they'll take a black man disrespecting them.
She's just being ignorant as fuck. She's insulting everybody. And my white brother don't want to be here. And she's going to walk all over him. I could tell he's just happy to be getting some cute black pussy. But she walks all over him.
You don't know that.
And punks him, and she changed his whole style and swag. That means she really didn't like you for who you were before you met her.
Come on, man. Damn.
You should have never agreed to the interview. But then again, you don't have any say in this relationship. So she probably said, fuck what you talking about. We doing an interview. Like, this is sick and sad. He's very uncomfortable. I would have just walked off. Reverse get out situation. Get out, brother. Get the fuck out. Never made sense to me. White men who come over to black women. Brother, for what? Like, I get, okay, you like brown sugar. You like the pussy. Cool. Well, just get the pussy and get the fuck out of there. That's what smart white men do. He's like, what the hell did I get myself into? I had to do my 1990s stereotypical white man voice for this one.
White women take bullshit, and they'll take a black man disrespecting them or doing things that aren't good in a relationship.
But do you think
but
that
black women aren't going to take that bullshit? Like,
what's bullshit?
I stopped talking to him because he didn't tell me Happy Valentine's Day. That's disrespect.
Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for your life.
No, it was all good, and he just didn't tell me. And I said, okay.
What was your? So give me your reasoning as to why that happened.
Bruh, we've been over this. I'm not trying to open old things.
No. This nigga's scared.
Guys, does a woman fight with you, make up, break up, create drama, and you're wondering what the heck is going on? Listen to my words on this, and if you need help breaking toxic patterns, my link is in my bio. Women do that because that's how they feel chosen.
I don't want to hear that shit.
That's stupid, guys. Is this camera on me?
Yes. Think about this. If they're creating drama, you guys are fighting back and forth, she feels that she is worthy to fight over. If you didn't care, you would walk away. But because you're fighting her, she feels chosen. She feels like she's worth the energy.
Most people just don't want to deal with them because on average, they just are not good, genuine people to be around.
And then when you take her back and you guys are in a nice relationship again, she feels accepted.
Who wants to deal with this shit? Grow the fuck up. I mean, this is true. They shit test you for life. It's not like if I show her I'm a real man for 10 years, she'll stop shit testing me. No, they shit test for life. You know? It's just who they are. Now, there probably is an evolutionary biology reason for this, but I don't care. I just really don't give a fuck. This is why men are done. Little do these women know they're playing with their well-being. They're playing with their... They're jeopardizing their security with their man.
Relationship again, she feels accepted, she feels loved, she feels chosen. It all comes down to validation, toxic validation, because her nervous system is not regulated. And when her nervous system is not regulated, love seems different to her than somebody who has a secure attachment style. She needs to be fighting to have drama because that's how she feels she's cared for. That makes her feel chosen. It's not a long-term success story, and it creates a lot of toxicity in a relationship. And if you're looking for peace, that person's not going to be the one to choose to be in a relationship with.
Wow. What? Oh my God. Word.